And welcome to DRC News. DRC News, Democratic Republic of Congo News. We will now go to how a man got attacked. We go to Ryan. Ryan?
In North Korea, a man gets an armed attack in his house. This should never have happened. These two men were African. They had two AK-47 assault rifles, and they held him hostage in his house, and they were wanting him to tell him some information about why they were sent and what they wanted to know of him, but the man didn't tell him anything, so they just took a gun to his head and just shot him and just left him there and just ran away. And that's all the news I've got so far. Back to the studio.
Thank you, Ryan. We've also got another top story just in from Jack about how government troops are murdering innocents. We go to Jack. Jack?
Government troops have been abusing and killing locals. The locals reported that soldiers from the 8th Swiss Brigade abused three men and killed two of them. For some reason, they believe that it would give them some kind of supernatural power. But, it was also to try and get protection from a village. The United Nations have accused the FDLR of engaging in mass murder, and that's about it now. Back to Kieran in the nice, cozy, cool studio.
And now we go to Alan about a volcano that might erupt. We go to Alan. Alan?
Increased volcanic activity has been recorded around Goma in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. In 2001, half of Goma was destroyed when Mount Nyiragongo erupted. Now Mount Nyiragongo, which is slightly further away from Goma, shows signs that it may erupt, although it's not an immediate threat. Smoke and steam can be seen coming out of both volcanoes. By day, the air is full of volcanic dust. By night, the red glow of burning lava is clearly seen. Increased temperatures indicate the strong possibility that Mount Nyiragongo may erupt. Now, back to Keen at the studio.
Yeah. And that's it. Thank you, Alan. And that's the Democratic Republic of Congo News.
Today, we have some more breaking news in the DRC studio. A volcano is about to erupt. Here's John with the more important news about it.
Scientists have discovered that Mount Nyiragongo could be on its way for another eruption. Scientists have been recording that the temperature of the volcano is rising and volcanic dust is coming out of the volcano. Although the scientists suspect that the eruption may not be as deadly as it has been in before, because in 1997, 2,000 people were killed by the eruption, and in 2002, 45 people were dead and 30,000 displaced because of the eruption.
Thank you for that. Now time, bye.
Thank you, Jack. It looks like you're sweating there yourself.
Yeah, it's boiling out here.
Yes. One more story. Tragic accident as car crash kills 13 people, including 9 children.
Tragedy struck the nation of the Democratic Republic of Congo as the car was overloaded with manioc and people. In among the dead were 13 people, 9 of which were children under the age of 7. This accident occurred near the city of Kinshasa, where the truck was overfilled with manioc and people stopped off in the city to pick up more people, but 1 kilometre later, the truck was found overturned as it had hit an embankment. The driver of the truck was thought to be drunk at the wheel and was also speeding. Of course, this will sadden many people, but fatal car accidents are actually quite frequent in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The collision might also have come from the little safety regulations and how commercial vehicles are rarely enforced. People usually overload trucks and collect passengers just to make more money. And that's the end of DRC News Radio.